64 psukim. That's unbelievable, 64 psukim, no? A parsha that has, like, so much. I mean, every other pasuk, every pasuk's a mitzvah. So many mitzvahs. 64 little psukim. Okay. Alright, let's learn. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemor. Just read a little bit in the Chumash first. Daber al kol adas v'nei Yisrael, va'amarta aleim kedoshim tiyu. Hashem told Moshe, say to the B'nai Yisrael, Kedoshim Tiyu, you shall be holy. That's a mitzvah. It's a declaration of Hashem's belief in us. What is it? Kedoshim Tiyu. And then the Torah says, and you know why you should tell B'nai Yisrael to be holy? Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Because I'm holy. Okay? Well, you're holy because you're God. Maybe I'm regular because I'm regular. Okay, so let's read inside. Let's see. Daber okol, we'll start from the first piece on page Kuf Membez. Daber okol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamar talayim kidoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokechem. Again, the questions are very obvious. L'havim b'pnei ma nemra ha'parsha l'chol ha'eda. Rashi says, from the fact that it says in the pasuk Daber okol adas b'nei Yisrael, so we learn from here that this parsha was said b'hakel. What does that mean? It was said with all the Jewish people gathered together. So first of all, why did you need everyone to get together to hear this? Everyone also needs to hear about Shabbos. Everyone needs to hear about, I don't know, not wearing shatnez. Everyone needs to hear about everything in the Torah. And yet, the Daber Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, this section of the Torah had to be said b'hakel. Had to be said to everyone together. Right? Now, the answer sort of is, like Rashi says, Mipnei Sherov Gufei Torah Tluyin Ba. Rashi gives us the answer. Rashi says, because in this week's Parsha, you're going to learn so much. You're going to learn so many fundamental principles. Right? And even this introduction of Kedoshim Tiyu, so much is dependent upon it. But that's true about every mitzvah. And that's true about every section of the Torah. So to say that this Parsha, this section of Torah, needed to be taught to everyone. Again, our Rebbe's first question is, "Mifnei ma nemra haparsha l'chol ha'eda?" Why was this parsha in particular singled out to be said to everyone? More than that, "V'gam yesh lizbonin b'mitzvah halazo kedoshim tiyu." We need to better understand again what is being asked of us. What exactly is this mitzvah? Be holy. Is that like a specific thing that I'm supposed to do? "V'nasan tam ki kadosh." You should be holy because I'm holy. God says, because I'm holy. Hadavar kasher lahalom. It's hard to grasp this idea. V'chi efshar liyitzir chomer lizdamis l'kdushaso yizbarach. Is it possible, is it realistic for a yitzir chomer, for a person created, a created being? Chomer, a physically substantive being. His damos the kedushaso to compare, right? Dome, to compare ourselves in any way to Hashem. Be holy, like it's so overwhelming, right? You should learn Torah. Why? Because Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns Torah. Whoa, if I'm supposed to learn on his madrega, I'm like already checked out. It's like so many levels ahead of me. So bring it down. Be holy because I'm holy. That's the benchmark of kedusha. It's super overwhelming to even draw that comparison. V'gam lahavin, and furthermore, to try to understand mahus hamitzvah de kedoshim tiyu, mahu. What exactly is the nature of this mitzvah? V'divrei Chazal, divrei Elokim Chaim, and the words of Chazal obviously are filled with life-giving wisdom. All right, but let's explore. So he says a very powerful thing. When a chassan says to a kala, I was at a wedding last night. When a chassan says to a kala, Hareyat mikudesh asli. With this very ring, kedas moish of Yisrael. What does hareyat mikudesh asli mean? Exclusive to me. I like that translation. Right? It's not just saying you're sanctified to me. It's not just saying that you're betrothed to me. It's not just saying we're halachically engaged to the point that now the marriage has a binding quality that we can't just like call it off at this point if we decided we wanted to call it quits. Harei at mikudesh asli, like Rashi explains at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin, Right? That part of what kedushin is what? Exclusivity. Exclusive relationship. A woman can't have a second husband. Hare at mikudeshes. You are designated and exclusive. You're set apart for me. Right? That's part of what creates kedusha, when something is set apart. I have a field full of animals. I decide that I want to make one of them kedushim. I want to make one of them sacred, dedicated to Beis HaMikdash, a karban. So I separate it. I distinguish it. Right? It's in its own category now. Right? I have all this grain, and I separate truma. So now it becomes sanctified, but it also becomes designated. It becomes prepared. So look what the Rebbe says. It's a very beautiful idea. V'nira li al pi ma sheshamati me'es kvod admor harav ha-kadosh of Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. Menachem Mendel, that's all. The holy Rimanover. The pasuk, he quoted them a bunch of times over the course of this year. We saw his name a few times. Menachem Mendel said on the pasuk, V'yisem kedoshim, kedusha milashon hazmana. Kedusha means, like Rafi said, exclusivity, but it also means designation, hazmana. Right? Zimun. What's a zimun? A zimun is a summoning, right? We're calling people, we're inviting people to join in the benching. Hazmana means designation, invitation, right? Shetiu tamid muchanim umizumanim lahashras kedusha. B'yisem kedoshim, the Rimanover said, kedusha, if we think of kedusha as hazmana, so what we're saying is that what? Be prepared, be in an ever-ready state to receive the Shechina, to receive kedusha. Again, shetiu tamid muchanim mezumanim lahashras hakedusha. Ask yourself at any given moment, am I a vessel right now that's ready to receive the Dvar Hashem? Now, I'm not saying you're about to become prophets and receive the Dvar Hashem in that sense, but am I a kli? Let's make it very, you know, an idea that we can really think about. Am I ready for Mashiach? If Mashiach came today, am I ready? Or would I be like, ooh, bad, like, not a great day, come back tomorrow, right? Because either I'm too busy, or like my head's not in the right place, or like if I knew you were coming today, I would have had a better Shemona Esrei during davening this morning, or I would have davened at all this morning. I would have done differently if I knew today was the day. So kedoshim means be ready, be prepared. Kamo isha labala, he gives a sensitive, delicate muscle here. Kamo isha labala hamechinas atzma b'tahara, like a woman, right, who when she's able to go to the mikvah and purify herself, like a woman who prepares herself with purity to be able to be with her husband, pen befesta yavo bala v'yimtze'en ha-Torah. A woman shouldn't say, it happens sometimes, let's say you have a situation where, I don't know, a woman is ready to go to the mikvah, according to the halachos of Taras HaMishpacha, but her husband is out of town. Interesting shaila. Right? He's coming back tomorrow night. The way that her calendar fell out is really her mikvah night is tonight. So should she go to the mikvah tonight? She's not going to be with her husband tonight. He's on a business trip. He's not coming back till tomorrow night. So should she wait to go to the mikvah when her husband is back in town? Right? Because there's an idea that, you know, once she goes to the mikvah, their husband and wife are supposed to be together. Okay. Or should she go to the mikvah now, knowing that her husband's out of town, but she's ready to receive that tara? So that's an interesting question. But the way that Rav Menachem Mendel is saying it here is that a woman who is able to be in a state of tara, in a state of purity, should be in such a state because maybe her husband will suddenly appear and he'll find her pure and they'll want to be with each other. In other words, it would be chaval if, like, we're not allowed to be together, even though we want to be together, and I could have gone to the mikvah, but I didn't because I forgot to prepare. Like, whoa, that would be very bad. That would be terrible. So in a similar fashion, it's a delicate mashal, Hashem wants to be intimate with us. Hashem wants to be close to us. Sometimes we're not ready to receive. We haven't prepared ourselves to receive Hashem. It's a very powerful idea. Val pisa yuvan, so says our Rebbe, if we could think of Kedusha the way the Rimanover described it, on this other pasuk where it says v'yisem kedoshim and v'yikra perak yud aleph, Al Pisa Yuvan Bekan, we can explain as follows. Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Moshe, I want you to tell B'nei Yisrael what I want you to tell every Jew. I want you to tell every Jew, I'm interested in you. Daika, specifically, every Jew, everyone needs to hear this. Hu Leval Yachshov Ish Ha'amoni Shu Einu Roy Leshras Ashchina. Don't say God wants a very gentle. God doesn't want to be married to me. Hashem doesn't want an intimate relationship with me. Hashem might have a casual relationship with me. You know, we're loosely acquainted with each other. Moshe, go tell B'nai Yisrael that I'm interested in them in a deep way. A person might say, I'm not such a bar uryan. I'm not such a tamil chacham. I'm not such a connected person. A person might despair from having a close relationship with Hashem. So says Hashem to Moshe, Al kein daber al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Tell every single Jew what? Kulam b'nei Yisrael hema. Tell them that they are b'nei Yisrael. V'ru'uyim lezek keger ka'ezrach. There's no distinction between a ger and an ezrach. Right? An ezrach means a citizen, and a ger means like a visitor. It's a convert. It means someone who's somewhat of an outsider. Go tell B'nai Yisrael, I'm interested in every one of them. There's no insiders and outsiders. Va'amarta aleim kedoshim tiyu. Look how he reads it. It's beautiful. Kedoshim tiyu. Tiyu mezumanim umuchanim aleh. Be ready. Hashem says, be ready for me. I'm interested in you. I never thought you'd be interested in me, Hashem. I didn't think you'd call. I figured you were more interested in, talking to other people. Having a relationship with other people. I didn't expect you to show up. Tell every member of Klal Yisrael Kedoshim Tiyu, be ready. Why? Ki Kadosh Ani. Not because I am holy, but what? Because I'm ready. Hashem says, I'm ready if you're ready. To me, this is like such a Mashiach de Kapis. Hashem's like, we think we're the ones who we're ready. We're waiting for Hashem to bring Mashiach. Hashem's like, that's not true. I am much more ready than you, and I'm waiting for you to be ready. And as soon as you're ready, I'm ready. I'm interested. But we're not able to be together now because you're not prepared. You didn't make the preparations. Ki kadosh ani kivyachol. I am kadosh. What does that mean? Ani kvar muchan umezuman. I'm ready. Laharim karnechem bechvod hashras hashchina. I'm ready to lift up your pride, to lift up your glory, your honor, by bringing the Shechina upon you. But from my side of the equation, nothing's lacking. Rak ba'achanas hamakabel, when the one who is going to be the receiver, which is us, when we're ready to receive, yetukan hakol karega, everything can like that. Hashem's like, if you the second you're ready, I am so ready. V'havein ma'od, and understand this well, because very often we flip the equation, we say the exact opposite. We say, Rabbono Shel Olam, come on, like we want Mashiach already, we've been waiting. Hashem's like, that's not true. You're not ready. I'm ready. Ki kadosh ani, I'm mezuman. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. I was very nispal from this idea. Huh? It's a very powerful idea. Just be ready to, right? We are the feminine embodiment of Hashem. We are Shchinte. We are the Shechina. So for the sake of the unification of Kutcher B'Yichu Shchinte, the husband and wife, Chassan and Kalin, they're trying to get together. But one of them is not ready for the Chuppah. One of them is not ready for Mashiach. One of them is not ready for that intimate relationship. And the Rebbe is saying, he's saying it twofold. He's saying, there's preparing yourself, getting yourself ready, spiritually, emotionally, purifying yourself to be with Hashem, so to speak. That's one aspect of it. But he's also saying you have to believe in the possibility of it. Right? That's also where we're getting stuck. It's not just that we believe it so much and we're just not worthy. He's saying not every Jew believes it. So, Dabir kol adas b'nei Yisrael, tell every single Jew, I want you to be ready for Mashiach because you're an important part of this puzzle. It's a beautiful idea. Okay, let's go to the next little piece. It's a continuation a little bit. Same pasuk. Dabriel kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Speak to b'nei Yisrael. Va'amarta aleihem kedoshim tiyu. Bottom right hand paragraph. Nearly gamkein lefarish kedoshim tiyu. Again, is kedoshim tiyu. We just explained it as prepare yourself. But But Kedoshim to you means be holy, right? That's the simple English translation. Go tell B'nai Yisrael, you shall be holy. Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. So the Mefarshim grapple, is that again, is that a command or that's a word of chizuk? So our Rebbe says, Kedoshim to you, hu gam kein bracha me'es Hashem Yisbarach. It's a bracha from Hashem to B'nai Yisrael. I'm telling you, I'm blessing you. I'm not just saying, go do it. Like, well, we don't know how to do that. Hashem's like, no, I'm giving you a bracha. Right? You should be gesund. What am I saying to you? Right? When I say to a person, you should be gesund, you should be healthy. So what am I saying? Am I saying you should stop eating so much fried food? That's a tzivui? No, it's a bracha. I'm blessing you. You should be happy and healthy. Right? So when Hashem says, kedoshim to you, you should be holy. He's giving us a bracha. I give you a bracha. You should be holy. That's a good bracha. It's a bracha from Hashem to B'nai Yisrael. V'tziva l'moshe, emur lahem b'ficha, kedoshim to you. Hashem says, Moshe, I'm sending you as my shliach to say it. I've been to like a Chabad wedding. They always, they read the Rebbe's letter under the chuppah, right? It's like, what is that? You want someone to deliver the voice, so to speak, of the Rebbe, the words of the Rebbe. You want to give it expression. So Hashem says, Moshe, I want you to say it. Hashem, why can't you just like think, Kedoshim to you. No, I want B'nai Yisrael to hear it. Say it out loud. Right? Not just to think a good thought about someone, but to tell the person something good. Diburim tovim. Right? Good words. Not just machshavot. Not just good thoughts, right? Good words. So Moshe, tziva l'Moshe, emor lem b'ficha. Say to them, kedoshim to you. Give them a bracha. Yehi ratzon shitiu kedoshim. Hashem says, I give you a bracha, because again, it's part of Hashem believing in us. You're a holy yid. I'm not such a holy guy. You're a heilig person. What are you talking about? I give you a bracha. I give you a bracha. You should believe it. You should see it in your life. Lios ata hagozer, and he's saying, and Moshe, by you, the tzaddik hador, saying it. What happens when a big tzaddik gives a bracha? I don't even about Rebbe's letter under the chuppah, because Rebbe was a big tzaddik, and we want his words to take place, to be found in the foundation of this bias. I want to build it into this chuppah. Okay, so Moshe, when the tzaddik, Moshe Rabbeinu, says these things, lios ata hagoizer, since you're the one who's decreeing it, statement, not just a command, statement, you are holy. I give you a bracha, you should be holy. Lo yizbata hadavar, by Moshe declaring it, it's not going to be something that comes undone, that is negated. You kedoshim la'olam, and by bringing this bracha of Hashem through the tzaddik of the generation, Moshe Rabbeinu, with a dibur, an amira, that it should be said to B'nai Yisrael, that will become a forever reality. And that's why we are. We're holy people. Forever. From the time we got this bracha, it's true. The Jewish people are an Am Kadosh. We're a holy people. It's very good to think of it as a bracha, not just as a responsibility. As a command. It's also that. Kedoshim to you is asking of us to live a holy life. Right? But it's also very much the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I believe in you and you can accomplish it. Okay, now check out this next one. Also, amazing. Kedoshim to you. There's a lot of really good ones this week. Kedoshim to you ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. Kedoshim to you ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. Lahavin left column. Lahavin hanesinas tam ki kadosh ani. Let's go back to our question that we started with, how can I compare myself to Hashem? V'chi yesh laharich kedushas yitzir chomer l'kedushaso yisbarach shemo. Again, laharich means to what? Can I assess? Can I evaluate? Can I measure in some way the kedusha of a yitzir chomer, of a created being? Right? Yatzar means to create. A created from chomer, a physical being. Could it in any way be evaluated or compared to Kedushaso Yizbarach Shemo, to the Kedusha of Hashem? What's this equivalency? So in the first piece we explained, it's Hashem's ready, you need to be ready. But let's say it a different way now. V'nira li dihine tzivanu habor Yizbarach Shemo, sholo leilich achar taivas libeinu. This is a very honest piece. The Rebbe is going to grapple with the question, okay, Hashem, so let's talk for a second. Let's have an honest chat. So you don't want me to indulge my physical desires. You don't want me to give in to my tithes. Okay, so why did you give them to me? Why'd you make me this way? Why'd you give me so many taivas? Why didn't you make me more angelic if you wanted me to live more angelic? Tzivanu habor yisbarach shemo shelo lele chachar tavas libet Hashem, you commanded me, you've commanded us not to go after the desires of libenu of our heart. Gam bisaskanu b'inyanei ha'olam ha'hechrechim. And Hashem, you even, the way that Hashem really wants us to be, and again, at first, it seems a little overwhelming, so just hang tight. And Hashem, even in our involvement in things of this world, which are of necessity, whether it's achila, right, eating, even if not eating just for the pleasure of eating, eating because I need to survive. The things that are necessary for survival, shasiya, right, drinking, mishkal, marital intimacy, that's how you keep people being created. Forget sexual desire. We're talking about just as necessary for this, for sustaining reality. Right? You're asking me, Hashem, what you seem to want from me is lo nechavin rak hafakas rsono yizbarach shemo leilech b'koach ha'achila la'avodasa yizbarach shemo. And Hashem, you want me to use the food and the drink not as a means of having a good time. Ooh, this food looks so tasty. I enjoy it so much. You want me to engage in these things with the kavana that I'm doing it just to fulfill my responsibility, to have the strength to be able to serve you, Hashem. And you want me to extract the holy sparks when I make a brach on the food. And you want that intimacy should be used, the kayim ha-mitzvah, to fulfill the mitzvah. Puravu, the first mitzvah of the Torah, right? L'kiyum hamin, to sustain this species called Homo sapiens, human beings, that we should exist. Ve'yarchik mi'atzo hanas hamayis ha'gufani ahu, and I shouldn't be engaged in it solely for the pleasure of the activity, the act itself. V'ne'ilu tzivanu habori yisbarach shemo, she'anivdalim l'gamri v'lo naso klal b'chumrius v'gashmius. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to command us not to be engaged, to be nivdal, to be completely separated from physicality. If you told me, Hashem, you want me to, right, take an oath of celibacy and never marry and never be engaged in any of these things. And if you would have made me in a way that would be realistic, you could have made me, Hashem. Hashem didn't need to make our bodies that it needs to be replenished constantly by food and drink. Hashem could have made it that it's possible that, I don't know, that somehow the body is able to reproduce and give birth without intimacy. You could have created all of it, sustaining, you know, kochos of the world that way. And then things would have been much easier for us. Would have been much easier to be the Jew you want me to be. Aval ke'es, but now, shebechreyach hulanu, but since you forced me into a life of gashmias, you made me eat, you made me drink, you told me the only way to have children is through a delicate, physical, intimate, pleasurable act. And then, so you programmed me that way, and then and then you told me, but hold back a little bit. Like, that's, it's almost like unfair. You told me not to indulge in these things. I should do it l'tzarach gavoa, l'shem shemayim. Hinei adavra hu l'chora. This matter appears, l'ri'as einei basar, at least to my human eyes, kashem od. Very difficult and very unfair. That's very unfair. You know, the Gemara has in Brachos, the Gemara uses the expression, ma yasa ha-ben shelo yachta. What should the son do that he doesn't sin? Gemara says, imagine a parent takes a handsome young man and dresses him up nice, and puts a wad of cash in his pocket, and drops him off in front of a place of prostitution. And says, be a good boy, I'll pick you up in a couple hours. Ma'yasa ben shelo yechta. You're setting up. How about this week's parsha? Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So Hashem, at least, I like the way the Rebbe wrote it, L'ri'as einei basar, as my physical eyes see it, kashem ha'od. It's very unfair, very difficult. V'gam kasha ma asa Hashem kachal l'min ha'noshi alezeh. So why did you make it this way? Why did you make it for this part of creation, namely humanity, human beings, why'd you make it this way? So look what he writes. This is such an interesting way of saying it. So tell me what you think he's going to say. Kadoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. What's he going to say? What's he going to say? So you're going to think, right? The pasuk thing, you come back to the pasuk. What do you mean? Okay, you have to strive to be holy because I'm holy, Hashem says. To try to be like me. Yeah, but I'm not like you. That's the whole kasha. Excuse me. That's the whole kasha. You made me physical. You gave me desires. You made me not like you. Give me a body. And then you told me, but be like me. That's not fair. That's totally unfair. So look what the Rebbe says. Very, very interesting way to say it. V'zesh amar akasav kedoshim tiyu. Shetiyu muvdol michomris. Again, I'm asking you to separate. Right? Again, like Rafi said, a certain exclusivity. I want you to pull away. I want you to designate. I want you to separate. I want you to be muvdol, havdol. I want you to separate from chomris. Ki kedusha hu hevdel michumrius gashmius kenoda. Kedusha means havdala, means separation. And in this context, it means separating from physical. The more one separates, right, as we leave the sacred world of Shabbos Kodesh, and we go back into Chol, so we make havdala, reminding ourselves that hamavdil bein Kodesh l'chol. That's what havdala is, separating. Kedusha. Kamosha Amru Chazal Kadesh Atzmecha b'Mutar Lecha. Sanctify yourself in that which is mutter to you, the Gemara says. In other words, even that which is permitted, it still has to be done in the right way. Shigam b'his askecha b'Mutar Lecha. Even when you're engaged in that which is permitted to you, Tia Kadosh Nivda. You should do it in a way where you're still, you're able to rise above it a little bit. You're able to be detached from it. Shelo Yeh Lecha Chibur Legashmus. Not to be totally attached to that physical experience. Again, v'im tikshulacha, and if you'll ask, if you'll ask the question, tikshulacha, heichiyu shnei hafachim b'nose echad. If you'll ask, you're asking me to, again, what do the words mean? Heichiyu shnei hafachim, how could you have two opposites, b'nose echad, in one context, in one category, in one topic? Like, I don't get you, Hashem. You want me to be involved or not involved? Make up your mind. If you want me to be an angel, make me an angel. You want me to be a human being? Let me be a human being. This is where the Kotzker famously said, "Va'anche kodesh tiyun li." Pasuk says in Mishpatim, "Anche kodesh tiyun li." Hashem asks of us a very hard thing, which is what? Anche kodesh. To be human and to be holy at the same time. That's a hard ask. Kotzker said, "Mensch l'chelik." Be human and holy at the same time. So we're asking Hashem, well, that's kind of a mixed message, no? It's shnei hafachim b'nosei echad. It's two opposing forces within one space. V'gam alma asa Hashem kacha. And so why did you make it this way? Listen to how the Rebbe answers it. Three lines from the bottom. Zesha amar b'tam ki kadosh ani Hashem elokecha. I made it this way, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokecha, because I am kadosh. Now again, how are we translating kadosh here? Kadosh means exclusive or havdalah, separate. I'm separate from. Hashem doesn't have a body. Hashem doesn't engage in physical activities. When we offer karbanos to Hashem, Hashem's not eating the karban. Right? Hashem says, I made it this way because I am separated from gashmius. Okay. Again, what does that have to do with me? Hashem has commanded us to go in His ways. It's still not what you think the punchline is. Keep reading. On a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ne'alam, is hidden, v'nivdal, and distinct, separate, mikol ra'ayon, from any grasp, from any ra'ayon, any idea. We have no hasag, we have no grasp, no idea of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is. Ve'ein lo shum chibur l'nevram. And as much as we're so deeply attached to Hashem, Hashem is also what? Soviv kol alman. Hashem is beyond the world. Hashem is mamali kol alman. Hashem fills our life. We're connected to Him. That was our first piece. Hashem wants to be intimately close to us. And at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond any grasp, beyond any understanding. Now, va'afal pichen. Continuing on the top of the next page. Be'im yisula chas v'shalom hashkachaso. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would remove his hashkacha, his watchful protection over us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tending to us, right, hashkacha, and Hashem were to remove his shefa, and Hashem were to remove his chiyus, mehem karega, if Hashem were to pull away from us, as much as he's so beyond us, we have no grasp of him, but at the same time, if Hashem would stop paying attention to us and would remove his shefa, his spiritual flow, his physical life-sustaining energy that he pumps into our world, karega, for even a second, azay yizba'lu, then everything would cease to exist. V'shum nivra lo yitnaneya ki'im al yidei shef'o v'chiyuso. Because nothing moves forward, nothing exists. There's no tenua, there's no movement, there's no energy, there's no action, other than Hashem's shefa and Hashem's chiyus. U'lahorus ha'amuna hashlema hazo. Ready for the punchline? It's like a shtickle plot twist. Watch, look what he says. So to teach us the truth of this, this amunah shlema, this absolute belief, azayin etztavino gam kein leilech b'drachav yizbarach shemo, v'laso b'gashmiyas b'chibur v'hevdo, Hashem says, just like I am truly detached, because that's my essence, I'm not physical, and I'm not connected, I want you, as part of walking in my ways, to also be what? To be what? To be nivdal. To also be kadosh. To also be not attached to this world. So you say, you're Hashem and I have a body. Hashem says, yeah, but if you really believe, right, that you are somehow a representative of me, so I have to ask this of you. And what it's really saying, that this, the shocking part of it when I read this piece is, so Hashem is saying to us, you know, you're right, it is a little unfair what I'm asking of you, but I have to ask it of you because I want you to know that in a genuine way, you are me. And the same way I am truly detached from physicality, even though I'm sustaining it every second, I need you to be the same. That's like the biggest chizuk in the world. That's Hashem saying, you're like a miniature version of me. Let's just finish the words for a second, right? So again, look at the words. Azayin etztavinu gam kein leilech b'drachav yisbarach shemo. I need you to be like me. V'lasok b'gashmios b'chibur v'hevdo. I need you to be engaged in the world exactly as I am. Hashem is mamalik olam and fully, fully immersed in our world. And at the same time, Hashem is totally removed from our world. And Hashem says, I want you so much to be like me as the purest, holiest, greatest, most shocking, gifted manifestation of me in this world, I need you to try to be this. Havein hadavar, understand this idea well. V'titein ma'adonim l'nafshecha. Kim dvarm amukim b'chachma. I want you to realize, I'm telling you a very, very deep thing. I'm telling you how much you are the embodiment of Hashem. Hashem say, I need you to be just like me. I need you to be someone who's really in it, in the world, and yet, I don't want you to see yourself as just a regular human being. I want you to see yourself as an extension of me. And that's what it means. V'zesh amar, ki kadosh ani Hashem. Just like I am kadosh, I am havdala, I'm separate. Nivdal mikol nivram. Va'af al pichein ani elokechem. I'm elokechem, I'm elokim, I'm the God within teva, within nature. I'm in it. And yet I'm also Hashem, Havaya, Yudke Vavke, beyond, totally beyond. Misyachis lachem, v'anisi baschem. I am a shaychis to you, and I am the cause of you. Right? And you are me, and Hashem, as it were, as we're having physical experiences, Hashem is, in a sense, and again, this is such a delicate thing, is with us in that experience. And yet, at the same time, Hashem says, but you got to also be me. I need you to be separate from the world, as I am truly distinct and separate from the world. So it's a little bit of a hard ask, as I'm saying, but it's also a chizik. I want you, again, going back to the third line, lahoris ha'emuna shleima hazo, in order for us to really believe this truth of Hashem being fully in our world and fully removed from our world, we're asked to engage in a deep way. We're forced, right? We're forced to eat. We're forced to drink. Our body demands it of us. It's not even optional. Hashem could have made it optional also. Hashem could have said, listen, eating is something that you could choose to do, and if you do it in the right way, it's a mitzvah, and if you don't know how to do it, you don't have to do it. Hashem didn't make it that way. Hashem made it that our body has physical demands. So we're forced to be involved, to be immersed in it, and at the same time, you're demanding of me not to be selling. That Hashem says, that's like me. I want you to be like me. Yeah, Jordan, what do you want to say?
I'm just trying to clarify. He's saying that just like God is very much in this world, but also very much not in this world, he's asking us to be one and the same in the sense where like there are things that we have to do that are part of this world, but there are things in this world that we obviously can't be a part of because it's damaging to our...
Yeah, we have to, right? It's part of being like Hashem, who we have to, again, wants us... Hashem, again, the challenge of Hashem is that Hashem is not... We don't hear the voice of Hashem. We can't touch Hashem. We can't feel Hashem, right? So on the one hand, Hashem is so hidden and concealed from us. That's one of our struggles. At the same time, Hashem says, but I want that I should be as real to you as this table. And more real, because I am more real. This table is, right? The table feels more real. Hashem, I've never seen you. I can touch this table. I can feel this table, right? I can smell this table. I could have a sensory experience with this table. Hashem, you're like a very abstract. But Hashem says, no. By forcing you into physical reality, I want you to feel me in the very truest sense, and at the same time to know that more surface experience, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond, and I don't have any sense of what Hashem is, I need to maintain that also. It's a high thing, yeah.
This view, I feel like, would say that someone who says it's like too dangerous, so I'm going to not get married or have high restrictions in it and like only eat what I need and nothing more. It's also not really following Hashem.
Right. Because Hashem is fully immersed in the world. Right? And that's part of one of the chidushim of Chassidus, of Torah Baal Shem Tov, is that it's not about, you know, fasting, and it's not about limiting in the most extreme ways. It's about engaging in the right ways. It's about bringing the Kedusha into that activity. Kedusha. Make it holy. Right? Be fully involved. Again, our body forces us to be involved. That's interesting. Hashem didn't have to make it that way. Hashem felt that better you should never get involved. Hashem could have given us that option. He didn't. He programmed us to need it, to need physicality. But that's part of Dira B'Tachtonim. That's part of Shechina, you know, in this world. Hashem wants a space in the lower world. Okay. All right, let's do a couple more. Let's do the next one. Just a short little one. Yeah. Right. Also true. That's true. All right. On to the next pasuk. Ish imo v'aviv tiro. Ish imo v'aviv tiro. A person, a man, should fear his mother and his father. It's pasuk gimel. Perek yud tes pasuk gimel. And then the next phrase right after that. Ves shabso sai tishmoru. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Fear your parents and keep Shabbos. Huh? Why are those two in the same pasuk? All right. So what does Rashi say? If your parents tell you not to keep Shabbos, then they've gone too far. Right? That's how the Gemara understands this pasuk. Ish imo v'aviv tiro, but if they tell you, Chalel es Shabbos, you don't have to listen to your parents at that point. Okay, the Rebbe says a nice pshat. Simple, nice. Lefi pshuto lahavin smichas haShabbos lemora aveim. Let's try to understand just simply the smichas, the connection. Why are these two next to each other? Shabbos and fearing, having awe and respect for one's parents. Dihinei haShabbos hi neshama laolam. Shabbos is the soul of the world, chevra. As it says, ba Shabbos ba menucha. When Shabbos comes, Menucha comes. Menucha doesn't just mean rest. Menucha is a certain state of spiritual bliss and tranquility that the neshama embodies. Vashibud, and the enslavement of this world, the schlepping of this world, the work of this world, right? The avoda of this world, humitzadaguf. The fact that I have a body, and I misused it a little bit in Gan Eden, so we've been working to try to fix our bodies. Vamenucha mitzada nefesh. So I'm body and soul. A strange mix of body and soul. right? My body is sort of my physical responsibilities. Some of it is sort of a punishment, going back to Gan Eden. I'm interjecting that. Right? And then there's Shabbos, Yom HaDinishmasa, the day of the soul. So, Chaver, look at this. V'yadua da Hashem yisbarach nosin la'adam ha'nefesh va'aviv v'imo ha'gof. We know the Gemara tells us when a person is created, how many partners are there in the creation of man?
Three.
Ima, Abba, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim. The parents provide the body, Hashem provides the soul. So now the pasuk says, Ish imo va'aviv tira'o. That represents your body, right? But you should know, there's a part of you that's also from me called Shabbos. Lezeh hismich Hashem yizbarach shmira Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of the nefesh. Lamora aveim, the parents who provide you with a body. Shemehem ba'aguf. Va'avein ma'od ki katzarti. Understand this well, because I'm writing very shorthand, but hopefully it's clear to you. Right? An understanding of the balance between body and soul. What we get from our physical parents, and what we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it makes sense that it should all be rolled together. One pasuk. Makes a lot of sense. It's a nice little vart. Okay, let's try one that I think has a nice connection to Sfiras HaOmer. We'll skip the next little one, and we'll go to the bottom paragraph. V'char mecha lo se'olel. Pasuk Yod. Again, each of these psukim is a whole world. Okay, when you reap your field, so we know that there's certain matnos aniyim that a person needs to leave, gifts to the poor. So the Torah describes peah. The Torah describes leket. Right. The Torah says v'char mecha lo se'olel. Pasuk Yud. You have v'char mecha lo se'olel. Rashi says lo sitol olelos. What are olelos? Olelos are the unripened grapes. Do not take the incompletely formed clusters. You're not allowed to take the unripened grapes. V'char mecha, in your vineyard, lo se'olel. Don't take the incompletely formed grape clusters. Uperet karmacha, lo salaki. And the individual peret, right? Pratim, individual. The individual fallen grapes that landed on the ground, lo salaki, don't gather them. Rather, la'aniva lager tazova samani yashem alokechem, leave them for the poor. Okay, so olel means the unripened grapes, the unformed, the immature grapes. Listen to what the Rebbe says. V'char mecha lo se'olel. I like this one a lot. I hope we can understand it properly. Let's see. Yesh lefarish beremez. Kerem Hashem tzivakos beis Yisrael. What is the vineyard of Hashem? We are the vineyard of Hashem. We are the beautiful produce of Hashem. The Navi Yeshayahu refers to us as the Kerem Hashem. Okay. So he says, Kerem, what's the gematria of Kerem? He says, Kerem begematria yud havayos. Kerem is 260, which is 10 times 26. Hashem's name is Yudke Vavke, right? It's 26. 10 times Yudke Vavke, in a certain sense, represents what the fullness, what he calls here, Shehein Hein Ha'asara Midos Shabbat. The 10 spheros, Keser, Chachma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. These 10 parts within ourselves, which is, again, the manifestation of what we call, you know, Kesar Chachma Bina or Chabad, right? The intellectual attributes of Hashem, which are three, Chachma Bina Das, Chabad, and then the seven lower spheros that we're working on during Sfiras HaOmer, the emotional lower part of our emotional experience, right? Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus. Okay, so that's called the Kerem. 10 times Yod Kei Vav Kei represents the 10 Midos Shabbatim. Again, three intellectual attributes within Hashem and within man, and seven lower emotional attributes within Hashem and within man. Okay. So it says, Shalosh imos gimel moche chachma binav das v'zayin midos ava yira hisparus nitzuach hodaya hiskashrus memshala. Three, again, within the moach, Chabad, and then seven midos, seven emotional attributes, which he describes here more as descriptive terms. He doesn't call it chesed, he calls it ahava. He doesn't call it gvur, he calls it yira. Teferis, he calls hisparus. Netzach, nitzuach. Hod, hodaya. Yesod, he calls hiskashrus. Yesod means connection. And Malchus he calls Memshala. But again, he's referring to these seven lower spheros. Hamechuvanim lechesed gvura tiferes netzach hod yisod malchus sheba'oros elyonim. Corresponding to these concepts in their higher, more illuminated expression. Shehein hein klal kol kochos ha'adam, top of the left column. This represents all of the powers, all of the potential of man. Umachshavosav, utnuosav, vasakov. Our thoughts, our movements, our activities. Without these 10 parts within ourselves, we would have no ideas, we would have no experiences, we'd have no movement, we'd have no energy, have no emotions. Even if ro elu hakochos ba'adam lasok ben b'toras Hashem mitzvosav, kedei lios merkava la'oros elyonim, chabad chagas nehim, we were given these kochos to use what? Spiritually, to use it in Torah and mitzvos. Again, chabad chachamin adas, chagat chachma chesed gvura tiferes, nehim netzach hod yisod malchus. It's referring to these 10. We were given these 10 to be able to serve Hashem. But what if I take that mid of chesed and I turn that love, which is embodied by chesed, into what? Into loving the wrong things. Fall in love with a non-Jewish girl. So that's not why Hashem gave you that feeling of love. That's not good. What if Hashem gave you gvura, and instead of using gvura as spiritual restraint, you use gvura outwardly to be a combative person? Well, that's not the type of gvura. That's Esav gvura. That's not Yitzchak gvura. That's the wrong use of gvura. So when I take these kochos and I use them in a lowly way, dahainu biyiras haolam va'avas hatanugim, instead of fearing Hashem, I fear the world. Instead of loving the right things, I love the pleasures of this world in the wrong way. Azayhu kedimyon haolel v'hayonek shehu shota. Then I'm like a what? An olel means a baby, an infant. A child with no understanding. Not even a child, a baby. An olel, a nursling, a child who's still suckling from its mother. Right? Or as it's described here in this context, lo se olel, the unripened grapes, the immature grapes, the baby grapes. When a person takes all of this potential and uses it in such a superficial, childish way, that's such a disappointment. That's such a foolishness. Shu shota ve'eno maven. A person shows a total lack of understanding. Ma lahov, ma lisno, what to love and what to hate. You're seeing it in a very real way in our world right now, right? How human beings have totally lost their moral compass. Loving terrorists and slandering victims. Olam hafach crazy. It's a backwards world. I don't know who to love and who to hate. I don't know who to fear and who to embrace. Look at this. He says a person becomes what the words literally mean here. Right? He's afraid of the rooster. He's afraid of the rooster. He's acting like an animal, is what he's trying to say. He loves the what? The piece of glass that he puts in his mouth. Like a rooster, right? Or like an animal that sometimes will chomp on like broken shards of glass. Right? He says, Ulai tzarech lomar lis golel. Right? He loves being youthful and immature. He doesn't want to grow up. Right? I don't want to take responsibility for my life. I want to just sit around. I want to chill. I want to watch the game. I want to play video games. I want to relax. I want someone else. I want to go on a hunger strike and then complain that someone else is not taking care of me. Grow up. What kind of crazy? How do you think the world works? I want to get into debt and then ask someone else to pay it for me. Be responsible with your money. Take a chrayas. To be lisoilel, to be youthful, or he says in parentheses, lisgolel ba'ashva. What are you, like a little, you're a little farm animal rolling around in the dirt? Pecking in the garbage heaps? Like a tarnagol? Ukiyotze, umispar imchaticha ziraga vadama. You're playing with a little cloud of dirt? Like an animal. Who's poking its nose into a garbage dump? V'chol zehu ki lo nispashet adayin etzlo ha-midos halalu im ha-seichel ha-poel. And all this comes from not allowing your midos to become more expansive. Learn what chesed means. Understand what that mid is. Hashem gave you a midah called chesed. He gave you gvura. He gave you a sense of tuferes, the mid of Yaakov Avinu. He gave you a sense of a holy netzach, when to fight and when to be victorious, when to be assertive, when to be hoed, to be submissive and to be humble and to retreat and to have humility. Hashem gave you all these beautiful kochos. Right? But unfortunately, we act immature. We don't allow these kochos to develop. So we use them in some type of very superficial and childish way. Understand this well, and it'll be of great value to you. So says the Torah, it's such a great chassidish of art. You are a kerem. You're part of the kerem Beis Yisrael. Kerem Hashem Tzavakos Beis Yisrael. We are supposed to be like a vineyard. Think about it. Why does Hashem call us a vineyard? Why doesn't Hashem call us a field? He calls us a field also sometimes. Right? We're called Hashem's tvua. But why are we called a vineyard? What's the chiddush of a grape? The chiddush of a grape in Maseches Brachos, in Hilchos Brachos, is that you take something which is Berei Pri Haetz, right? And if you're willing to work on it, to crush it, and to nurture it, and to let it sit in the right environment, right? All of a sudden, it becomes more elevated. It becomes what? Yayin. It becomes holy wine. It gets a better bracha. It goes up a madrega. What happens if you take a couple of zucchinis and some water and some spices and you blend them all up, right? And you cook it up and you make a nice zucchini soup, right? A liquidy zucchini soup. You take a butternut squash and you make butternut squash soup, like I had at the wedding last night. What bracha is that soup? Shakel. Shakel. Ah, but it came from a vegetable. So why did it go from hadama to shakel? Because when you crushed it up and it doesn't look like a vegetable anymore, it looks like a liquid now. So now it's shakel. What happened to this grape? It was ha'etz. I crushed it up. And all of a sudden, now it has a more chashuv bracha called borei pri hagafen. It matured, right? We even use that word when it talks about, wine, right? A wine that's mature, right? That sat for a long time to become the expensive bottle of wine that it is. So karmacha losa olel. You are a karam. Karam, we said, is gematria 260, 26 times 10, the 10 spheros. You can connect each of these 10 spheros to Yud Kei Vav Kei, to Hashem himself, to the essence of Hashem. Losa olel, don't be such a baby. Karmacha losa olel. You're a karam. Don't be a grow up. Use your kochos right. Los is nahig b'karmacha, hainu b'midosecha. Don't use your midos. These 10 kochos, right? Dimyon ha'olel hashote. Don't be like a baby who only knows how to cry because its diaper is wet or because it's hungry or thirsty and it wants its mommy, right? Lehov davar hasanoi, or like a child who sits playing in the mud. Right? A mature person would never sit outside playing in the mud. A kid does that because that's part of being a kid. But at a certain point, you see an adult sitting in the mud, so this person's not mentally well. Right? So for a child to love something which an adult might reject is understandable. But you're a kerem, lo solel, don't be so childish, don't be so immature. Don't learn to lahov davar hasanoi. Don't learn to love something that should be despised. But list no davar ha'ov. And don't despise something that should be loved. Stupid college kids burning American flags. They have no sense of how good they have it in this country compared to most of the world. To hate something that's been so good to you. It's given you so much opportunity. It's a crazy thing. So you have a person, right? The Rambam in the Shmona Prakim, which is his Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, in his introduction, he talks about how a sick person, sometimes something which should taste sweet tastes bitter, something which is bitter tastes sweet. A person who's sick will do crazy things. They'll have a taiva to eat dirt, he says. You go to a doctor and it'll get fixed. When a person's midos are out of whack, the Rambam says, a person goes to a tzaddik to find out, does this make sense? No, you're falling in love with the wrong things. You reject it. Oh, avei Hashem sinura, like the pasuk says. Those who love Hashem despise evil. You got to know what to love and what to hate. It's a beautiful idea. Havein ma'od ki ma'od amku. This is very deep. He keeps saying it in this parsha. This is such a deep idea to understand who we are. We're talking about how we can be the embodiment of things that exist in the highest of realms. Again, he's speaking Kabbalistically. We'll leave it at that. Alright, let's do one last piece. Such a great piece. Grow up. You're Kerem Hashem. Don't be a baby. Don't be immature. Right? What do we do with the immature grapes? It says you leave it for an ani. The Gemara says in the Darim, ain ani, there's no poverty greater than anios bedas, than having an undeveloped mind. Okay, we should use our kochos. Alright, let's do one last piece. Let's go to page Kuf Mem Hei. We'll end with this. Al tifnu ela ovos, bottom right-hand corner. All right, a strange practice. Thankfully, we don't have this taiva. For all the taivas we do have, this one, I hope, is not kuf mem hei. This taiva, hopefully, we don't struggle with too much, I hope. Al tifnu ela ovos ve'el ha'yidonim. Do not turn yourselves towards Ov and Yidoni, the witchcraft of Ov and Yidoni. Ov and Yidoni is a very strange thing. Rashi says, what is Ov? What is Yidoni? Rashi says, Bal Ov, a practitioner of Ov, ze pisom hamedaber mishechel. It's a necromancer who speaks out of his armpit. A whole funny, strange witchcraft thing they would do. And Yidoni, what's Yidoni? Hamachdis etzem chaya sheshema yodoa, the soch piv. You would take the bone of a certain animal known as a yodoa and you put it in your mouth and the bone starts to speak. Okay, really trippy stuff. Okay, so this stuff's not for us. The pasuk's not necessarily saying it's not true. It's not the tarot card lady I pass every time I'm on Route 4. Maybe she's a witch. I don't know. Maybe she has real kochos. Or maybe she's, you know, whatever. But the Torah seems to say there is such a thing as witchcraft. It's called Ov and Yidoni. The real kochos. It's not for us. That's not for you. Some people will turn to that, and maybe they'll even get answers from it. And there's people who know stuff and have powers. That's not for you. Al tevakshu l'tama v'hem. Don't get involved with that because you'll be defiled by it. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You have me. You don't need these secondary sources of information, a blessing, of, you know, to put a curse or a spell on your enemies. You don't need any of that. Okay, but let's look at this pasuk. It's a funny wording of the pasuk. Al tifnu el ovos. Don't turn. Right? Tifnu means to turn. Don't turn to the ovos. And al tevakshu l'tama v'hem. And don't seek to be made defiled by them. Don't al tevakshu. You shouldn't seek to become defiled by them. A weird lashon, tevakshu. Have a desire. I might have a desire to tap into the tumah. It's a weird lashon. Let me ask you a simple kasha in Avodas Hashem. And be honest. Does anyone here have a desire? A desire. I'm not saying it's not a taiva you can't control, but does anyone here have a desire to eat a cheeseburger? Curious about it? Curious about it?
Curious.
Yeah. Okay, how about lobster? I don't have a taiva for lobster.
I'll try it.
They say it's delicious.
Yeah.
They say it's unbelievably delicious. They say it's very delicious. Okay? So now let me ask you. Is it appropriate to have a taiva to want to eat a cheeseburger or eat lobster? The answer is, it is appropriate. And this is one of the most remarkable Rashi's in Chumash. A person is supposed to have taivas and say, I want to do all the things that regular people do, but I can't because Hashem said so. That's an unbelievable Rashi. Rashi says, a person shouldn't say, I have no interest, I'm disgusted, I'm repulsed by the thought of eating milk and cheese together. A person should say, you know what, I'm actually very curious about that. And I've heard that it's very tasty. I heard from someone who converted to Judaism, right, that they used to always go, before they were Jewish, with their family every Sunday to eat lobster, and they said it was one of the hardest things of their conversion. Giving up lobster. Right? As a Jew, you should say, I'm so interested in all those things. I wish I could, but Hashem said I can't. It's not a milah to say, no, I have no interest in it. You're a liar. Of course you have an interest in it. There's a lot of things out there you have an interest in. You should say, Hashem, I want to be honest, I have an interest in it. Hashem's like, I know, I made you that way, but I'm holding back because of you. Psh, very nice, very chashuv. However, there's an exception to the rule. And this is the exception to the rule. Al tifnu ala ovos, al tivakshu. Don't even be interested in this. And we'll see why in a second. Yeah.
What's the taiva of witchcraft?
The taiva of witchcraft is, what do you mean? I can know stuff. You don't need. I want to know these things. Tell me my future. Right? Explain to me my past. Call back from the dead my ancestors. I want to meet them. Right? So again, the normal rule when it comes to the things we're intrigued by, that the Torah says, that Chazal say, right? A person shouldn't say, no, I would never be interested in that. No, the opposite. A person should say, I'm very interested in that. I'm so interested in that. Right? It's a medrash in this week's parsha. Take a look. Hi, al tavakshu enu muvan. What's this al tavakshu? Don't even seek it. I don't know what do you mean. Don't seek it. V'hu miyusar lechara. It seems to be excessive. V'anira dine darshu chazal say in the medrash, this week's parsha, Toras Kohanim, in the medrash Toras Kohanim and Parshas Kedoshim, lo yomar adam. A person should not say, efshi bebasar chazir. Oh, I could never eat pork. Oh, I could never eat bacon. Efshi. Oh, that's not efshi. It's impossible by me. You should say, no, efshi, it's possible. And not only is it possible, I'm interested. I'm intrigued by it. V'habore gozer alai. Now, I want to just point out, because the Rambam actually makes a very important point. The Rambam says, this is not true for morals and ethics that we imagine, using that word carefully, that we would know without the Torah. In other words, a person shouldn't say, I wish I could murder, but the Torah says I can't. You should not be a type of person who wants to murder. Right? There's certain, I wish I could steal, the Torah says I can't. That's not what it's talking about. Right? You should say, I wish I could wear shatness, but I can't. I wish I could eat a cheeseburger, but I can't.
I don't know where to draw the line.
You draw the line on things that are ethical principles that are needed for society to function. Right? I shouldn't say, I wish I could murder, I wish I could steal. I wish I could sleep with another man's wife. That's morally wrong by any decent standard. I don't need the Torah to answer that to me. I mean, I do, right? But those things which don't harm someone else is what the Rambam says. If it harms someone else, you shouldn't say, I wish I could harm this guy, but God said I can't. Right, so I won't. You say, no, I don't want to harm another person. But things that are just about me, right? I wish I could do this in a way that doesn't harm anyone else, God forbid. Right? A person should say, I wish I could eat pork. I wish I could have bacon and eggs. But Hashem said, I can't. Zehu b'shar ha-mitzvos. So this applies to other mitzvos. Masha enkin b'mitzvah azos. As opposed to this mitzvah of witchcraft, tziva Hashem yizbarach she'achichet ha-machshavasal. Hashem said, al tavakshu. Don't even have any interest in it. Ki be'im yachshav ba, because if you think about it, v'tisyofa be'enav, it'll become desirable in your eyes. Chas v'sholom yistama ba. God forbid, you'll end up becoming tamei by it. In other words, this is touching on an avodah zarah. So distance yourself from it so greatly that you'll never come to fall into it. V'zeo al tavakshu l'tam avahem. Right? Al tavakshu. Don't even seek it. Don't even take interest in it. Ki bevadei chas v'shalom kein yiya. Right? Don't take interest because, God forbid, you will become tamei from it. V'lo yismach adam al daito. And don't say to yourself, well, I'm curious about it. I just want to learn about it. I just want to dabble in it, but I won't actually do it. Hashem says, no, don't touch this. Don't go anywhere near it. Shelo yirtza lifol pu'ula b'maisa. Right? I'm just going to get close to it intellectually. I'm going to study it, but I'm not going to come to immerse myself in it. Uba kasev ehayid, the Torah says, ani Hashem elokeichem. Why does it end, ani Hashem elokeichem? Hashem says, no. I trust me, I know what I'm talking about here. And I can read your thoughts. And if you're thinking about it, I'm telling you, you're going to get pulled in. I'm just curious about it. Don't be so curious about this, Hashem says. It's a bigger temptation than you realize. If you start to get interested in it, you're going to come to do it. Hayodeya teva kol davar. Hashem says, I know the nature of things because I am God. Top of the left column. V'ani yodeya sheyavu chas v'shalom lidei chet. I know it's going to lead to sin. Alkein kula gareshi garshenu v'achshavasa v'daito. Therefore, entirely, be megarish it. Divorce it from your mind. Kick it out of your head. Okay, last paragraph for today. V'yesh lefarish al pizeh b'rem is a pasuk. So we can explain the pasuk as follows: Kevan shabore gazar omer shelo yomer haadam efshi v'chazir. A person shouldn't say the thought of eating bacon is impossible to me. No, don't say that. Rak efshi, it's possible. Vabore gazar alai, but Hashem said I shouldn't. Imkein, chok mutal adam. So you might think, right? Again, based on that rule, one might have thought, sheyave b'teva es avera. One should what? One should desire, one should have a natural desire for an avera. V'yalda mahusa, and he should study it well, right? In other words, well, I should learn everything I can about pork. I should learn everything I can about bacon. I should try to nurture that desire so that way I could then hold back. That much you don't have to do. Right? That much you don't have to do. You walk past a non-kosher restaurant and you see people eating and it looks good. And for a moment you think to yourself, that looks good. Don't say, oh, I'm such a kofer. No, you're not such a kofer. Not a bad Jew. You say to yourself in that moment, that does look good. And Hashem says, I agree. I made it look good and it is tasty. It's not for you. Right? But maybe you'll think, maybe I should try to like walk that fine line, try to like, you know, like get involved with it, get close to it, but then hold back. Right? Maybe you'll think a person should do that. So Hashem says, don't get so busy with it. Again, if you have a desire for it, you can respond to it and say, it's understandable that I have such a desire and I choose to get away from it because Hashem said so. But don't be so intrigued by it that you're gonna study it even in a theoretical way. Because God forbid you'll get sunken into it. You'll be forced to come to do it. And therefore a person has to, you know, almost like pull back right away from it. And that's also hinted to in our pasuk. Al tifnu ela ovos. Now ovos, we said, is ov, is a type of witchcraft. But what does the word ov also mean? Aleph beis. A father. It's the Lashon av. What else?
A category.
Okay, what else? There's another one you need to know. Milashon, what does it say? Lo ova sichon. Sichon did not desire that we come to the land. Ava means what? Means desire. Aleph beis hey, that shoresh, that expression, means desire. Where do we have it? I'll give you an example. If I can find it quickly. In the Shir Shal Yom, we have it somewhere in the Shir Shal Yom. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Tomorrow's Shir Shal Yom. V'lo shama ami l'koli. My people did not listen to my voice. V'Yisrael lo. Yisrael lo avali. Shir Shal Yom for tomorrow. Kapitel Pei Aleph, chapter 81 in Tehillim. Right? The Jewish people didn't listen to my voice, and more than that, Yisrael lo avali. They didn't desire me. So av means what? Desire. So it says the pasuk, al tifnu ela ovos. Don't turn yourself to the desire and saying, I'm just going to explore the idea. I want to fully understand. I want to talk to people about how good lobster is so I can better distance myself from it. Al tifnu ela ovos. Don't turn towards the desire. Shehu lashon ratzon. Ve'el ha-yidonim. Right? Again, yidonim is putting a bone in your mouth and doing some type of witchcraft, but yidonim is also lashon yediyah. I just want to study it theoretically. I'm going to go live with this tribe that does all this witchcraft stuff. I'm going to see how cool and impressive and interesting it is, and then I'm going to pull away from it. Don't be such a chacham. Ratzalomer. Al tifnu el ma she'tirtu machshava esavera. Ve'el ma she'teidu inyanu mahusa b'dateichem. Don't think you need to understand it. Don't think you need to nurture the desire for it. Hagam shemitzah leida mahusa. Right? Maybe, no, it's a mitzvah to learn about it in order to be lifrosh mimana, me'avas hayotzer. And then I can understand more what I'm giving up by not eating bacon, by not eating lobster, by not indulging that taiva. Says the Torah, im kol zeh al ta'amiku machshavas hatiyuv. Don't put your mind so deeply into that which is impure and unholy and abominable. Al tavakshu l'tama vahem, ani Hashem lokechem. Because if you do that, you're going to come to desire it in a way that you're not going to be able to hold back. And you will come to the tumah of it. Right? I am Hashem, your God. Hametzuva leval netos achrei hatiyuv. Hashem says, I don't want you to go after it. I don't want you to be busy with it, to chase after this abominable behavior. V'tasimu tekaf l'neged einechem, ki ani Hashem lokechem. Remind yourself, I am Hashem, your God. Hametzuva v'gozer aleichem. I am Hashem, your God, who commands you, who's guided you, and go with me. But again, for those moments where we do pass by something that seems pleasurable and desirable, and you feel a little bad that you're feeling like, am I a bad Jew because I'm interested in that? You're not a bad Jew because you're interested in that. You're a good Jew because you're interested in that. You're a good Jew because you're interested and you're still holding back. But don't get so involved with it. Right? And again, the Torah here is saying, this might be, in addition, like I told you to the Rambam, that when it comes to harming another person, you shouldn't have that feeling. But when it comes to this, the tumah is so strong that we shouldn't even take interest. And again, this deeper way of reading the pasuk: don't have an ava and don't have a yediyah, don't have a desire, and don't nurture the desire, don't nurture the knowledge, because eventually you're going to slip up. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I know how addictive these things are, and therefore don't push to get too close for the sake of then pulling back lishma. Don't be such a tzaddik. It says in scriptures, don't be such a tzaddik. No? Al titzaddik harbe. It's a pasuk. Don't be such a tzaddik. Don't be such a rasha. But we're also warned, don't be such a tzaddik. A person sometimes tries to do something great and ends up falling that much more. Everything should be done in proper measure. Okay. A lot of good Torahs, no? A lot of good ones. All right. Thank you, Agud Dekala. I guess next, I'm not sure what the schedule is next week. I mean, I know you guys have finals, but I'm definitely going to be around at least one day next week. So hopefully we'll get to learn a little bit. And I want you to keep learning, but we'll be in touch. This is not goodbye. What did you say? I'd like to try to get one more weekend. Maybe get like a little, Sfiras Omer Shir. Maybe a little Hachana for Lagba Omer Shir. It's starting to get a little close. So if you guys are around, we'll try to grab some Torah. What's that? Yeah, we can maybe do some Zooms. Okay. All right.